Just jamming with Hillary, just using some hammer-ons and pull-offs and string bending at the same time. No other rules than that, really, in the key of A minor. 2, 3, 4. The differences I was doing is I was putting the bends sometimes in the middle of the phrases or at the end, not only at the beginning. You tend to put them at the beginning. Secondly, I was doing more legato 16th note runs, which you can do. You don't have to do it for long, but you can, you know, they can be short and still effective. And then the third thing I was doing, I had distinct phrases. I was going, and then a little pause. You know, there was a distinct beginning and end to each phrase. So let's work on one element at a time. How about the string bending in the middle of the phrase? All right? 2, 3, 4. That's cool. Back and see if you like, or at the end, let's put it at the end though. Alright? And the reason I skipped the beginning is because you already do that a lot. Like 2, 3, 4. So finish a phrase with a bend. Like, I mean, literally finish it. Like, you went, and just hold it there and stop playing after that. Silence after, you're kind of going, you went, and then it could be considered one long phrase. Mm-hmm. Literally stop, mm-hmm. So that everybody knows it's the end of the phrase. So you went, don't worry about the vibrato, I can't help it. But that's cool, you got it on the right track. But literally stop after the bend. 3, 4. Thank you. that. You could listen back. That's cool. Those are easy. That's easy stuff for you to do. The next thing I said, I'm glad I said it out loud so you can help me remember, was the legato 16th note thing. And then the third element was the distinct phrasing. Let's do the legato thing next. Doesn't have to be long, but you do it sometimes. You just get locked in eighth notes a lot. And just a little 16th note flourish within a line goes a long way.
To create the legato, hammering on and pulling off.
Yeah.
Creates the legato. Okay.
That was your question, like how to create the legato.
Yeah,
you hammer on to pull off.
Right.
Which you already know how to do. So just try, like you could try it at the beginning or middle or end of a phrase. Let's do all three. I'm gonna actually prescribe, like start off with a, and then do eighth notes to finish the phrase, like three, four. Yeah, good. Well, that was in the middle, good.
Oh, I forgot what I was supposed to be doing.
Yeah, start, do a bunch of ones where you start the 16th note.
Okay.
Three, four. Beautiful. Good, now do it in the, those were very successful, now do it in the middle of the phrase. That's so cool, you're doing great. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? That's really, really great. Now you're gonna end with the 16th note flourish. I don't know how this is gonna work. Like three, well, let me down. You can hold one note at the end or you could just choke it off. Like a short, so it's up to you. Even if you hold a note, I won't count that as, I'll still count it as the 16th notes are at the end.
All right, I'm starting with
you can start with whatever you want, but as long as you finish with 16 notes.
Okay, okay.
For the very end, you could either let the note ring or just choke it off. Three. Yeah, perfect. I hear an immediate improvement over what you were playing. I should have recorded before and after when you first came in. Not that you played anything bad, it's just you're more expressive now. And then, let me point out also, the third element took care of itself, the phrasing. You automatically have distinct beginnings and ends. So now, I'll just let you implement for a couple minutes all that stuff. You can experiment with putting the bends in the middle, beginning, middle, or end, or the 16th notes in the beginning, middle, or end. At your leisure. And the only reason I'm going to continue recording is so that you can listen to it and see how you like it. That's one other thing is listen. You can record yourself improvising. Listen to it another day. You know, listen to it like a week or two later where you don't remember anything about it and you can hear it fresh. You know, and you can write down what you like and don't like or what you'd like to hear more of or less of. One, two, three, four. Thank you. that school.